Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop Podcast. You've heard me before refer to the district as a machine with lots of moving parts that keep it humming. That is true, but I also don't want to take away the human element out of DVUSD. A big machine with lots of moving parts also needs great people working every day, and that's what we have. You see the results of our people's work in our 26 A-rated schools, our numerous A-plus School of Excellence awards over the last few years, and ultimately our 94.6 graduation rate, one of the highest in the state. But beyond the letter grades and the data tables are some truly extraordinary stories from extraordinary people, and we'll share two of them with you today. Later, you'll meet someone who has been in education for almost 60 years, and he continues to be a part of the school community at Copper Creek Elementary. But first, we introduce you to Brenda Western, an English language learners teacher at Union Park, who not only connects with her students on a personal level, but she also connects with her neighbors on a personal level. So much so, she practically has an extended family.
Well, my name is Brenda Western. I came to Deer Valley as I was searching for jobs here in Arizona. We had recently moved from California, and I was working at a charter school, and I was not happy there. And so I didn't know what to do, and my husband was at a job fair, and he got he was actually right next door to the Deer Valley table, and that's where they introduced him to the program that Deer Valley had for new teachers and to help them get their certificate. And I just jumped in, you know, jumped on it, called the district, communicated with them, and they gave me the interview, and it was amazing. And so I'm in my second year now. Yesterday was my first class for my second year.
For the TPP program?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that. How's that going? This is year number two now,
this
right?
is my year two. But okay. I think what's more interesting is where they put me to work. I am I am not a native of the United States. I was born in Guatemala.
Oh.
And I came here when I was 12 years old. I didn't speak a word of English. So the job that was offered to me was actually working with EL students, English learners, which are really near to my heart. So I know, you know, how they feel. I know how to work with them and, you know, their trials and their struggles that they may be going through. I have lived them. So it was like matched.
You were made for that.
I was made for this position, yes.
Rumor has it that you were also involved in a situation and that you had an impact on some kids.
It was a few years ago.
Okay.
I did, you know, it was in my community. These children were living. I met this single mom, had okay. five kids.
Okay.
Second oldest is handicapped. She was born with no arms.
Okay.
But I was able to, I don't know, for some reason, through activities that I have with youth, I met these kids. I was doing a scout program, and I had an 11-year-old, and she had an 11-year-old. I reached out to her for him to be into the program, and she agreed. But I could tell the lady was having struggles, but had lived with the five kids. This happened, I think, in September. By February, unfortunately, I kept track with the kids. I was taking them to activities, actively coming to their house because I could notice there were needs. Sometimes I would bring them food, and they were just very grateful. And so I didn't know that they were actually starving. They had no food. Mm. So their mom in February, she took her life.
Mm.
She took her life in the garage. The oldest boy found her. He was 17. Kids were 8 to 17 years old. So I called that day. It was a Saturday, and I was going to take him to an activity. And the oldest boy said, we're leaving. The social worker's taking us. And I said, what happened? And he said, well, I can't tell you because my siblings are here. So I asked him questions. And unfortunately, when I said, is your mom sick or did she die? And he said, yes. And I was devastated. But when I started crying, he was actually calming me. And he said, it's okay. thank you for everything you did for us. And I was just like, I'm not going to leave you. I will be there for you. So anyways, I call the social workers, and the social worker says, are you Brenda Western? And I said, yes. And they go, they're asking for you. And I said, well, what's going to happen with these kids? And they said that they would be put in different homes because nobody's going to take five children. And I said, well, I'll take them all. Could you please, you know, can you come and see my house? I have a five-bedroom house. My mom lives with me and my son, my 11-year-old son, and my husband. And so, you know, check on us. So to make the story short, that night I received five foster kids in my house. And it was really hard. I always say it was the worst of times, but it was the best of times because it really brought us close. But to give credit, I think it was a higher power that actually brought us together and kind of made the situation for these kids to come together, because the oldest boy related to me his little story of, you know, going to a higher source in his life to be able to help them through this struggle. And soon after that, then he said, I started coming over. So I don't give credit to me. I think that, you know, there was a higher power there, but that's the story.
Wow. So all those students came over, or those kids came here with you to to Arizona, or were they all graduated?
They have graduated little by little, and the oldest boy, the oldest boy is a fireman now. He just got a job in San Diego to become a fireman.
Great. So you had a huge impact on these kids, obviously.
It's been like we're family. There's no other way. Like, they call me Ma and Pa, and we're their parents, and you know, we're spending Christmases together, and I only had one son. My husband and I could never have children, so my only son is adopted. But having all these kids have become a big family now, even for my son.
And now you're at Union Park.
I'm at Union Park.
And tell me what you're doing here.
I am an EL teacher here, and this is my second year. Last year, I taught part-time EL and part-time Spanish, so I had 9 classes of Spanish and 6 classes of EL. So I had a total of, I taught 9 classes a day, and I had I was in charge of 15 classes. So it was a big load, but we got through it. And this year I'm doing the EL program just full time, because we have about 42 students, EL students.
And how is your life impacted how you teach them?
Tell
me about that.
My life is great. I'm very happy with I feel like I have a connection with the kids. I feel like I can relate to them. I know some of their struggles. I know when they tell me when they came from other countries what might be happening in other countries. So it was fit for me. I was made to come here.
Wow.
Even though I'm far away, I live far from here. I'm 45 minutes away. I drive 45 minutes to come here. But it doesn't matter, because I love this school. I love this environment. I love the kids. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Oh, I just want to personally thank you for obviously making an impact on your own kids that you inherited. That's a big step. That says a lot about your character. It says a lot about what you're made of. And then thanks for coming here to Deer Valley and helping out Union Park School, and obviously you're making a huge difference with those kids. I just want to say thanks and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
That is such an inspiring story, as Miss Western not only overcame challenges in her own life, but she pays it forward with neighbors and students to create a positive impact every day. Our next guest earned his teaching certificate in 1966. And this Sunday, September 1st, he celebrates his 87th birthday. Howard Massey could have hung it up many years ago, but he loves being part of our school community so much he continues to contribute every day as a custodian at Copper Creek Elementary School. Oh, and he does this after a one-hour one-way drive every day.
My name is Howard. I am a janitor here at Deer Valley School District. I started out as a janitor at Deer Valley Middle School, and that's where, and it was Jeannie Prince who actually, she hired me. She hired me, and she really always, she had my back in everything over there. She was a very interesting secretary to the principal at that time. And I have to say, I probably would not have been in this school district if it hadn't been for,
Her.
Jeannie.
I'll be darned.
No, I definitely would not.
Mm.
But
she inspired you.
Made sure that anything that pertained to me was well done. I really can't say enough about
Jeannie.
I'll have
to tell her. She was going to get a big head now. She knows that she's making a difference. That's cool. What's your story before you got here? I hear you have quite the story that got you here.
Oh, story before I became a janitor?
Yeah.
Well, actually, before I became a janitor, I had done substitute teaching. I sub throughout the East Valley. I live in the East Valley. I live in Gilbert.
Ooh. And so you drive every day to here?
I drive every day here.
That's amazing.
Well, some people say, oh, that's such a long drive. It really isn't when you're going against traffic. Most of my time I spent in Philadelphia.
That's what she said. You're from the East Coast.
Yes. And I worked in New Jersey.
Mm.
So now that was a little distance. But once again, I went against, I was always going against the traffic.
Okay.
And
so long as you're moving, it's not that big of a commute, huh?
It's not much. It's not that much. It really is not that much of a commute. I was a high school business teacher, and I taught in New Jersey for 34 years, the Paulsboro High School school district.
Yep.
And one of the things that I was disappointed about, and that was when they started to cut the business classes.
Okay.
And they started scaling back because, I taught business math,
okay,
business law,
okay,
record keeping, typing, one, two, personal typing. And they begin to cut those subjects back. Now, of all the subjects that I thought that the kids really needed was record keeping, because young kids, not even back then, but even today, they do not really know how to manage their funds and to take get their insurance and to begin to start to think about setting aside when they get employment and they get their jobs. So when I came into this district, and everyone has really been extremely, extremely great and kind. And I go back to Jeannie because she started it all off for for me. And when I left Deer Valley Middle School, Then I went on over to Mountain Ridge High School. And
how many years were you at Deer Valley Middle and Mountain Ridge?
Well, I'm thinking...
Plus or minus.
I would say 2 years at each.
Okay.
Again, one could not be so blessed because working over there, the teachers over there, I mean, they were phenomenal. The whole school was phenomenal. But I might think that they were so glad to get a janitor because they were without one for a period of time.
Well, I heard you're amazing, so that that rumor's true, probably.
Well, I would like to think that the rumor is true.
How many years have you been in Deer Valley in general?
In Deer Valley, I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been superintendent of Deer Valley?
Seven.
This is the end of my seventh. This is the end of your seventh. We've begun at the same time.
I'll be darned.
At the very same time, because it was quite impressive. I met you before.
Nice.
Now, you do not remember, but I met you at Deer Valley Middle School when you were coming around and you were introducing yourself to staff and members.
I still do that today. I try to get to 500 classrooms a year and try to get out in the building. But, yeah, 7 years ago we met, huh?
7 years. 7 years there at Deer Valley. I said, this is quite impressive. Superintendent.
Stop by and say hi.
And I always had wondered as to, did you visit all these schools that you have in the district? Because there's quite a few.
Yes, it is 42. It keeps me hopping. Yeah, I try to get to every building once a month if I can. Which is not easy, but I'm a busy guy. But I think it's important to connect with staff and say hi and see how they're doing. My father was a maintenance man, and my mother was a school bus driver.
Yes.
And so I always try to spend extra time with my support staff because they're the ones that run the place. And so that's probably why I said hi back then, 7 years ago.
7 years. Seven years ago.
Well, why... Where you're currently at today? What are you having here at Copper Creek? How do you like this spot?
Well, this spot, I like this spot.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I have to say that Mrs. Myers, the principal, she is doing an outstanding job here.
She does a great job.
She does. She is doing an outstanding job here. She has the patience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you say the patience
of Job.
Job. She certainly has the patience of Job because
she does.
Some
of those kids keep her hopping, I bet.
The kids keep her hopping. I'm thinking about the patience that she has, that she's working with us.
Oh, staff members. Okay.
And the
parents.
And the staff members.
Yeah,
I see that.
It's a tough job. Principal job is very tough.
It is. It is. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a custodian.
Oh, my darn.
Mm-hmm. She was a custodian, and I remember because I used to go after school up to the elementary school where she worked. She worked at an elementary school. And I would go in and help her with her...
Help out?
The classrooms that she had. So I would go in and I would clean her classrooms and I would do her bathrooms.
Mm.
And she would always say, well, could you kind of help the other lady She and another woman, they walked to the elementary school because it was it was in our neighborhood, and they could walk so that we could get finished all at the same time and whatnot. So that was my was my first experience as being a custodian.
Yeah, I always helped my parents as well. In Alaska, it was so cold that the bus had to be plugged in. And so I would go out in 40 below, 50 below, and plug the bus in. And then I'd start the ready heater that would go underneath and blow heat underneath the bus so we could start it so we could go to school. Yep, I always helped my dad out as well. As I enjoyed fixing stuff, and he was the master fixer. And then sometimes we would, you know, help out with custodial stuff if they were missing custodians. So I always enjoyed school. School was my life. I really loved it. I'm sure you're doing this because of the intersection with kids. What kind of wisdom or what kind of opportunities do you have to impact kids when you're intersecting with them in the lunchroom or in the hallway? What do you do to make their days better?
Well, I suppose I always greet them. I like to know, you know, how their days have going. I ask them about what are they doing
in school.
I usually ask them about, you know, about their grades and things in general that that junior high kids are basically doing when I worked at the junior high school. Now here it is the elementary school. So I'm always inquisitive as to what sports that they would be involved in. And it is amazing. The one thing that I did find that was quite different from back east, and at least the school that I was, the high school that I was teaching at, because when I got here, it was so amazing that the school seemed to have everything, all of the equipment and stuff the teachers had here in our Arizona. I said, what are they complaining about? I could not believe it.
Yeah, we are blessed. Definitely.
They have everything.
Our bonds and our overrides make us we have a lot of technology, a lot of tools available for teachers. Yeah, for sure. That's one of the blessings. That's one thing I noticed coming from Alaska and Michigan is the facilities were great shape, and that's all bond and override. Because, you know, cleaning something that's old is a lot harder than cleaning something that's new or newer or, well, you know, newly painted or newly waxed or newly, you know, shined up. I totally agree with that. We are blessed here in Deer Valley for sure. My father, when he passed away probably a decade ago, at his funeral, hundreds of kids came up to him, and he was a maintenance man, came up to the microphone to explain how their dad had impacted, my dad had impacted their lives, and what an important role you have in our machine of making a difference with kids, making the teachers have better days, and staff making them better days. And so I just want to thank you for your service. I know you've been working a long time from what I heard, so you're not a spring chicken anymore.
I'm not, but
you're still going strong.
Well, I'm still trying to go strong.
Yeah.
I am still trying here to go strong. Here at Copper Creek, and I have to say about the pre-K and your kindergartners.
Amazing.
It is amazing the type of work that I see that these students... that these little kids are getting.
Amazing.
It is beyond.
It is amazing.
It just blows my mind to see the work that the teachers put into their classrooms. Oh, Now, my favorite, and that's my favorite kids really are the pre-K, the pre-K and the kindergarten.
Nice.
They are. And those teachers, they welcome me to see what's going on in their classrooms.
Nice.
They let me come in and take a look and see what they are doing. Now, all the other teachers are great.
Mm-hmm. Those ones are special, huh?
The pre-K. Yeah. The pre-K and the kindergarten, they are very special.
No, it's neat. I've heard a lot of good things about you. I wanted to come interview you to hear your story. I want to thank you for your service to Deer Valley. We're lucky to have you, and you do a great job. Keep up the great work. Keep that smile. Keep those kids happy. Keep those teachers happy. Keep them rolling, because we're here to get them ready to learn. When our classrooms are ready, when our schools are ready, the kids can hit the door running and get their learning done. So thanks for your service.
I can say that here in this school district, they are getting everything that they need, everything beyond. It's just amazing. So I can say that you're doing an amazing job yourself. You are doing a very good
teamwork, right? Everybody. It takes all 4,200 of us to create a great school district. But thanks again for your help. You're amazing. Keep up the great work.
Okay. These are just two of the thousands of staff members who have incredible stories to share, and we're fortunate to have them as part of the DVUSD family and machine. Make sure you leap over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube to subscribe and to comment on the Soup and Scoop podcast. You can listen to new episodes and previous episodes on those apps or at DVUSD.org/soupscoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're all caught up on everything happening at DVUSD with the Soup Scoop podcast.